Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
105.7 The Fan.
There, I think, will be five quarterbacks for sure in the first round with an outside chance of six. They're probably, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six. I think there are only eight really relevant quarterbacks in this draft. The names I'll give you, Daniels, McCarthy, Williams, May, Penix, Nix, Rattler, and Jordan Travis. Those are only, in my opinion, the only really relevant quarterbacks in this draft. What I mean relevant is guys that can jump in and within the first two or three years make a difference in the league.
Like, you know, Joe Milton has some talents, but
yeah,
is he going to be accurate enough to the next level?
I question Rattler, though, to be honest with you. But yeah, I'll throw him in there because a lot of experts like him, and maybe I'm missing something there because he played for my team.
There were quite a few people that liked the kid from Tulane. But again, you know, it's just I feel like you're trying to make some things fit.
I agree.
You know, as far as the top end, I mean, it's Caleb Williams and then everybody else. I do think Jaden Daniels is two. Would you have him too? Like, if you were Washington, are you taking Daniels?
I will. Now, we go on our ranking system or where we think they'll go. I have him number one.
Oh, you have him over Caleb Williams.
I have him number one. That's my ranking system. But where you go, I don't think you will.
Is that R. Long's ranking system?
That would be Rob Long's ranking system. Yeah, I think he's the number one quarterback in the draft. I think he's the best quarterback in the draft.
I think Caleb Williams is so much better than everybody in this draft at that position. I like Jaden Daniels a lot, though. I don't like Drake May. I mean, I think the talent's there. I just don't know that. In this NFL, you're plugging and playing now more times than not, and mm-hmm. I just don't think he's ready. J.J. McCarthy, I have a ton of questions about. Like, I'm intrigued by him.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know. You didn't see it in film sometimes. You're watching the games because they didn't need him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to, you know, I don't want to say waste, but use a first-round pick on a guy that I'm unsure of, but I think he's next, and then Bo Nix. I'm interested in Michael Penix Jr. more than most because I feel like he's the one guy that you might be able to get in the second round or trade back into the first and make it six. I do think Bo Nix goes in front of him, though.
Think so?
Because he's bigger, he's more athletic. The thing that people don't realize about Michael Penix Jr. is he's more of a Warren Moon type than...
He's not a runner.
Yeah, he doesn't run as much as you think. He's more of a passer.
My order in terms of draft, Caleb goes first. Then either by trade or something, somebody does something get real cute. And I think McCarthy goes second.
Okay.
Then I think... that's not how I ranked them, but that's, I think that's how they're drafted. I think Daniels is third. May's fourth. I disagree. I think Penix goes fifth. Followed by Nix, Rattler. And I think a quarterback's going to jump up and be a little bit higher than any of us think because somebody's going to get smart and say, you know what? I don't need a quarterback now, so they'll give him some time to recover,
right?
I love
this, by the way.
Jordan Travis is going to go higher than we think because somebody's going to get – someone in the draft is going to get smart and say, I'm 2 years away from needing a quarterback. He needs a year to recover and another year to really recover. And by that third year, the guy that I have now will be out the window, out the door, I'm sorry, not out the window. And I'll have my quarterback of the future. I think someone is going to get smart. That someone could be, I don't know, the New York Jets. That someone could be
Patriots later if they don't draft Patriots, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Or maybe they, like, remember the year Washington took two when they took RG3 and Kirk Cousins.
Maybe, even though they need a quarterback now, maybe they'll do it anyway. Maybe the Broncos do that. Who knows? I mean, the Saints could. There's some teams that could make the, well, you know who could do it? You know who should do it? They're finally back in the draft? The Rams.
Yeah. I think it makes a ton of sense. And, like, a lot of the things I'm reading about him outside of the injury reminds me of Drew Brees, where they were talking about, like, some of the inconsistencies. They don't believe his arm is strong enough to push the ball downfield. And, look, I think old Drew had some issues at the deep ball, mm-hmm. but they made plays. And Sean Payton devised an offense around him that made it work. Let's not forget, when Brees was with San Diego, he was still killing it out there. They just drafted Phillip Rivers. There was a lot of concern over his shoulder injury. That's why Miami didn't sign him. That's why Nick Saban ended up at Bama and LSU and all that. So it's interesting to me because I think somebody's going to take a chance, and we might see, if you see six quarterbacks go in the first round, especially in front of 30, you should be smiling and be as happy as you possibly could be, because the Ravens aren't drafting a quarterback like that that early.
Yeah, well, I just see an organization. Maybe, you know who else? Because I don't think they really think there's a quarterback in the future there.
What about Minnesota?
The Bucks.
Yeah.
What about the Bucks? You know what I mean? The Seahawks. There are a lot of teams that could afford to draft him. You know what I mean? How long are the Lions going with Goff?
Yeah. Well, here's what PFF says about Jordan Travis. Good athlete, tough competitor, and a quarterback who has great intangibles for out-of-structure plays. His follow-through fundamentals are a mess, likely due to him needing more power on most throws, which leads to inconsistencies. A developmental quarterback will be a fan favorite no matter where he goes, likely on day three. Could be that back into the third round, maybe fourth round.
410-583-1057 is the number. Tony in Cherry Hill. What's up, Tony?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Good, man.
Yo, Deion, Tyreek. Only one answer. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Deion. Let me tell you why. We ain't talking about practice. Like, yeah, we talking about a game. So here it is. The reason why Tyreek get all of those, yo, because, like, he even said it. Yo, I'm not saying I'm going to run past you the whole time. I'm going to catch screens. I'm going to do that. Deion is going to sit in that man's chest and, like, yo, go ahead and catch a 5-yard screen. I'm going to eat that. You don't have the 5-yard screen.
Does Deion have someone there to help him tackle him?
What's up?
Does Deion have someone there to help him tackle him? Because he didn't like tackling.
Bro, that's media bull crap. Deion was a tackler.
No,
but, yo,
he
check
wasn't.
This out, yo. Tyreek is 5'7". Deion 6'1". Tyreek, yo, he ain't tackling Bo Jackson. He ain't tackling Michael Irvin. He tackling Tyreek Lord Shortell.
Who's one of the hardest guys to tackle in the league, man?
I'm going to be in your pocket. I'm going to be in your pocket.
How's he going to be in his pocket if Hill's faster than him?
He is not faster than yo. But this is the next question. Who is this quarterback? Because, like, you got to throw this man open. Like, the reason why this boy is catching stuff like, yo, I'm sitting back in this little soft cover two, you won't catch that, and then take it to the house. Yo, will sit in his man's pocket and dare Mahomes or Tua to throw it to him. Come on, bro. Yo, will eat this boy up, yo. This dude ain't catching 197 with three tutties on Deion. I go and give you a little 80 yards because you caught a jet screen. It's Deion, fellas. It's Deion.
Hey, Tony, thanks a lot, my man.
I stopped arguing with him because I realized you said he was from Cherry Hill. You right. Deion, whoop his ass.
Deion does have a faster 40 time.
What, when he first came out?
Deion was 4.27. Tyreek was 4.29.
I want to see what Tyreek is now.
That's what that means.
I'm just saying. That's
the first one was Deion. The second one was Tyreek. That's what that was.
But no, it does matter. In the NFL, it matters. Every fraction of a second matters.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Shovels at 7:45, but on the other side. For the Ravens, is this draft more about adding depth than finding that guy? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bigger, badder morning. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Duh. And Jeremy Cobb. 105.7 The Fan.
7:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeez. Rob Long, Jeremy Carr, you looking at that lefty on lefty by Gunner?
Just watching Gunner highlights. I mean, it makes me go from 6 to midnight. I don't need any of this medication, man. Just thinking about Gunner hitting a home
run. Make
a
move.
Oh, God. It's finally nice to have. Well, I mean, we had that guy. We had like Machado on our team where you feel like you have the guy.
Yeah.
And it's fun to root for him when it comes. Like, I don't want to be the guy that jumps on the bandwagon. Like, Anthony Edwards, we were just talking about in the commercial break, you and I. And he's ascending in this league. And, like, you know, people are going to jump on that bandwagon and be a fan. It's kind of, I feel like it's so cool when that guy comes to your team. And in baseball, it takes a long time usually to kind of build up. I love seeing this. But anyway.
Now, you talk about that guy. Gunner's that guy.
Yes.
Great segue. Ravens draft tomorrow. Is it more important to get depth or that guy? Are you looking for the Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Ravens, or do you already have it?
I would be okay if they moved up and drafted a lineman that they wanted and gave up something of value, because I really feel
you want that guy.
I do want that guy. I do want that guy. I felt like a dog. I'm a good boy. Yeah, I want to go outside. No, but when you look at the way the Ravens are stacked, it would be so bad to have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in the backfield and have your offensive line let you down all season. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I want to make sure that doesn't happen, right? You want to give them the best opportunity. And I think those guys will be good even if the offensive line isn't great. But what happens when you put a really good offensive line in front of them? I just think you're moving to – I'd like you to be here. Do you want to tackle him? No. You want to tackle the really fast one with the wiggle, or you want to tackle the guy that's just going to run you over?
It's socially acceptable for only one of us to say I'm a good boy on this show, just to let you know. But
I'm a good boy.
See, I hear you, Jeremy. And the reason why I want that guy, because this team already has depth. You're one win away from getting to the Super Bowl. What do you need? You don't have a lot of needs. What do you need? You need specifics. If you come out of this with a lockdown corner, you're a better team. If you come out here with your left tackle of the future, you're a better team. If you come out here with a pass rusher, legit pass rusher, you're better. Either one of those positions might put you in the Super Bowl. So I go out and get the guy, man. Go out, have some gonads and just go and say, this is the guy. This is the guy we want. Let's go get the guy.
Yeah, and again, it's the asking price and whether or not somebody falls to him, because – like, if you ask me what I think happens tonight, I think there's a better chance that they trade back.
Well, that's not going to happen tonight.
I mean, Thursday. Sorry. I don't know why I'm thinking the draft's tonight. Like, let's celebrate. It's Thursday. Today, it's Wu-Tang Wednesday. It's for the children. I shouldn't realize that.
Because Gunner made a move. You know.
I'm still thinking about him. But the point is that, you know, when you look at the draft, I feel like this is the one year where I would find it acceptable to give up some value to go get a guy that you like. And I'm saying tackle, but maybe it's a corner. Maybe it's a wide receiver that you think can put them over the top. I don't know. I don't know what their vision is, but I know they're going to stay true to their board. But I think this is one of those years where need might outweigh, you know, best player available.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think, like you said, you lost some depth with all the pieces that left. Okay. You had like 10 free agents or whatever it was, and guys going this place, that. I think you're okay. And I think the draft will help with some depth, free agency, and also the undrafted free agents you bring in. But for me, I don't know that you're going to find pass rusher in the draft. Wide receiver, corner, tackle, that's what I'm looking for. And I'd be okay if they drafted two of each, you know, find it. But that's not going to happen either.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You talk about you lost some depth because of how much depth does a football team really have? What is the depth? Running back? You don't have depth at wide receiver.
You don't. Well, you know when you don't have depth is when the injuries start to happen.
Right.
But that's any team.
That's any team, though. I mean, how deep can you really get with a salary cap when you're paying your stars so much money? Get the stars, man.
Yeah.
Get the stars. It's all rolling the dice.
But it's easier said than done to pick a star out of the draft. But if there was one team I was going to tell to do it, or I think can do it, it's this team.
It's also easy to pick stars when you're not picking number 30.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. When you're
up top,
unless you're the Cleveland Browns, and then you just make mistake after mistake. After
mistake. You get what, Trent? Trent Richardson and what was the quarterback they got there? You say me.
Brandon Whedon?
Brandon Whedon.
Oof.
You got both of them in the first round. Mm. How you do that?
just ugly, man. They drafted some terrible players.
410-583-1057 is the number. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Do the Ravens need to go offensive lineman with their first-round pick? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. Jeremy, that's what you were in favor of.
Yeah, I think they do, or they trade back. I think those are the realistic options that I see. But, again, this is a team. It's not – I hate saying this every year. It's not a fun team to talk about usually because they're pretty good, which means they're normally drafting in the 20s to the 30s here. And now you're trying to figure out which direction you're going to go. Like, remember, they were at 14 – and we're going, oh, they got to take this position. They got to take that position. They drafted a safety. We didn't expect Kyle Hamilton to be here.
Worst draft, the worst pick they ever had until he became one of the best.
Until I realized I was wrong.
Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Hope you guys are doing great.
Yes, and sir, we are.
Thanks, man.
I was just curious. Because I remember sitting, watching the draft a couple of years back, and I'm a Clemson guy. Sorry, Rob.
No, but, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you, Chris.
But anyway, so I was salivating. I was like, we got to get T. We got to get T. Higgins. And we picked up Queen. But I'm wondering, I know you have to manage your pocketbook or your bank account as well as your, as well as your team and the personnel in it. I was wondering if you think that it would be, or if they would be able to swing a deal and grab T. Higgins and
not for the Bengals.
No,
not for the Bengals. No, they won't. Bengals not giving them that.
Chris, I'm sorry too, because I wanted this to be a better call because Rob whispered in my ear that this was your last call since you're a Clemson fan. But no, like I can't see. First off, the Ravens don't have the finances to make that work.
Second of all,
and then he wants to be paid.
The Bengals are not making the Ravens better.
No.
You trade T. Higgins here, Chris. You're right. You trade him here, it's ball game. Why would the Bengals do that? No.
It's just they're not going to trade him within division unless the Ravens just overwhelm them with something, and they're not going to do that.
So. Chris is a good trade because it makes the Ravens that much better. Chris is a bad idea because the Bengals are not going to make the Ravens that much better.
Yeah.
It's a good trade, though. It is. Good idea. Can you imagine?
By the way.
T. Higgins?
Yeah. 2021 NFL quarterback class was certified garbage. Trevor Lawrence starting. Zach Wilson gone. Justin Fields gone. Some of these guys, Mac Jones gone. The cat for the 49ers that they traded up for. What's that kid's name?
Trey Lance
gone. Like traded. They're, all of them moved on. And then this kid for the Bucks who's just been bouncing around the league.
Jeremy, you're telling he was giving a eulogy. These guys are they're alive.
They're still playing.
Yeah. They're gone.
Gone.
Yep. Mac Jones, Patriots.
Gone too soon?
Yeah. Is Zach Wilson?
Yesterday.
Has two wins in Denver. The other two quarterbacks on Denver's roster combined have one.
Nice. That's three? So, four total. Or no, that would be three total.
Yes.
Combined.
Zach Wilson hasn't even played a game for the Broncos, and he has more wins in Mile High Stadium than Nick DiNucci and Stidham.
So we're saying if we put them all together, they'll go 3-14?
I mean, that's kind of what the Broncos want to do this year.
At least they got nice jerseys.
Man. Done. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ryan Ripken joins us at 8:30. NBA talk at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, we're talking Orioles. How did you view the lineup that hired throughout there last night? Lots of people questioned the defensive configurations. We're talking Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Covering everything sports every day. 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I made it out last night, honestly. I wasn't trying to do that in any way. It was more of, wasn't sure if Mountie was going to be available or not. And we're pretty young today. I mean, there's a lot of pride in our organization right now with the prospects we have and the guys that are here. And it's going to be fun to watch them all play today.
That's hot before the game yesterday. That lineup. Your thoughts on that, Jeremy? Let me just, for those who don't remember the lineup for yesterday for the Baltimore Orioles, they lost last night 7-4 to the Los Angeles Angels. The lineup defensively, I'll give you defensively: Gunnar Henderson at short, Adley Rutschman the catcher, Ryan O'Hearn at first base, Cedric Mullins in center, Colton Cowser in left, Jordan Westberg at third, Heston Kjerstad in right field, and Jackson Holliday at second base. How did you feel about the outfield configurations for that defense?
I loved it. I mean, did you have an issue with it?
There was some issues with Heston Kjerstad in right field and Cowser in left, having two young guys on the left side. I mean, on the corners.
See, but they're going to have to grow. Like, it's not a – maybe that's just a – an anomaly that you see it in one game, you know, like it'd be like you coming to me saying, are you concerned about the three strikeouts from Kjerstad last night? You know, but I get what you're saying.
Why DH Santander when he's the better right fielder? Why not DH Kjerstad?
Give him a day off. Just give him a day off. It's probably all it was. And because you're calling Kjerstad up, let the young kid go out there and run, you know? And again, maybe Kjerstad ends up being a first baseman or moving to another position if that happens.
You're doing it again.
What?
Ryan Mountcastle plays first base.
I'm saying in the future.
Ryan Mountcastle will play first base.
You guys could sit here and try to make me seem like I'm the bad guy Ryan Mountcastle.
Ryan Mountcastle fits. He checks all the boxes of what they look for.
Why didn't he play first base last night, Rob?
Because he had a swollen knee.
He pinch hit and he got a single.
Exactly. They put his butt at first base.
You don't know. You weren't there. But again, there were a lot of cases.
Can't argue against that. Wasn't there?
No, but I do like Santander out there. So I didn't have an issue with what they did. I understand what you're saying, that you could look at it. The only way they're going to get better and play.
Shouldn't you put your best outfield out there
on a daily basis? Yes, but I think that could have just been a day off for Santander.
I think maybe he's better off coming up from the minors, DHing. Maybe he's more focused at the plate last night. If he's not worried about being in the outfield.
Maybe he's overthinking. Maybe just let him play. Go out there. We won't know because he went out there and he struck out three times.
Can I stop playing devil's
Send him
advocate?
Down. Yeah.
Can I stop playing devil's advocate
Please.
Now? I got no problem with what they did last night.
I really don't.
I just want to play devil's advocate because that was the talk on social media last night.
You know what? I just love this. Henderson, Rutschman. You were just talking about O'Hearn. You're like, man, I think he's he got a hit. A double with two ribbies, and then got walked twice.
Yeah.
And then Mountcastle pinch hits. So you got on base four times.
From that position.
From that position, yeah.
O'Hearn might be the real deal.
This is ridiculous.
Last year might not be, you know,
a fluke.
A fluke. Yeah, he might. This might. Maybe this is who he is. Is he the only 30-year-old in the starting lineup?
Yeah. He'd have to be.
Yeah, he's the only, yeah, he turned 30 last year. He's the only. I don't think they have any other 30-year-olds, dude.
Come on, man. I think we got guys in our lineup that still can't get a beer. So
how old is Urias? Is he 30 yet? Because he's the old man on his team.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we
Urias is 29.
See, yeah. And outside of the pitchers, you've got some older guys.
No, I mean in terms of position players.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting to see all these young guys. And I think that was one of the reasons why when we had Elias on before the season was talking about needing some veteran leadership as well. But these kids are just rolling.
Urias turns 30 on June 3rd. They better trade him before then.
Mm. Well,
he's not a free agent until 2027. So he has some value if you do trade him.
Yeah.
Although I don't want to trade him. I know they may have to, but I don't want to.
Well, you know, the other...
ask me who I want to trade. Go ahead and name them. Name the players.
The players you want to trade?
Yeah. Oh.
Cedric Mullins.
No.
Jorge Mateo.
Okay.
Who else?
Okay.
I think... is that it?
I don't want to trade Cedric.
You talk about it all the time.
I don't want to trade Cedric, man. Why would you trade a guy who, I mean, he says, you got the line. You got the line. Well, what about... no, I got out of that. You just get the line. From the line to where you're standing is what you got. Everything else, if you're in left field, don't move to your left. If you're in right field, don't move to your right. I got all of that.
I don't want to trade any of the guys, but the problem is, again, first base, corner outfield, and center field, or you could say outfield because you have all these young outfielders that whoever they decide to let go, you still have Enrique Bradfield Jr. in the minors. When does he get ready?
See, here's the problem.
It's a matter of do you want to pay these guys or keep other guys on the cheap and filter them in? So it's,
there's certain positions. By the way, Kierstad played more right field than anything in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain positions that you have to be, you can't play. I mean, you have to be a quarterback. I don't want a guy who can play quarterback. You have to be a pitcher. I don't want a guy who can get on the mound. You have to be a shortstop. You have to be a catcher.
You have to play catcher.
You have to be a center fielder. I don't want guys who can play center field. The only center fielder on this team is Cedric Mullins.
Right now.
Who else is a center fielder?
In the organization?
Yeah.
Enrique Bradfield Jr.
He's 3 years away.
And if you needed to, you could put one of those other guys in center field.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that, Jeremy. I want a center fielder. Give me a guy who you can put in right. Give me a guy who you can put in left. Don't give me a guy who you can put in center.
I don't want to trade any of these
guys.
Yeah,
you do.
But I'm telling
you. Yes, you do. You've been trading.
That's where you have to look.
You've been trading Ron Mountcastle now for 3 years.
That's BS. You guys trying to get his pops mad at me and all this.
Pops is mad at you.
Pops is tripping.
Let's go to White Plains and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, I think McCann might be the oldest.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right.
But he's not an everyday guy.
But neither is
neither is Urias.
He's a DH. Yeah.
For the sake of the conversation, you're right about that. McCann is 34.
Yeah, but look, they said last night when Kerstad came up that he wasn't that great at right field, man. I just didn't think you should have put him out. I think you should have let him focus on hitting. Like, I still think that Jackson Holliday should more be focused on hitting than playing second base, man. I think just take one, you know, just take something out of the equation so that he don't have to think so much.
You want Jackson Holliday to DH?
Rob, I mean, if you're not going to send him back down so he can learn how to hit the breaking ball and things of that nature, you might as well just let him focus on one thing and just let him focus on that so that he can at least try. I mean, you know, you guys got him running around here and he's got to think about second base when he's never been a second baseman.
Here's my pushback to that, Mike. So let's say you DH Jackson Holliday and he gets hot. Then how do you put him back on the field if he's doing so well as the DH?
I don't know, man. But I'm just saying he needs to work on. I just think he needs to work on hitting right now because I don't think his defense is that bad. But I don't think he needs to be thinking about that while he's out there playing baseball because his hitting is so bad, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mike, he had 4 at bats last night. He's working on hitting. I'm out for Jackson Holliday DHing in terms of Heston Kerstad. Well, how many games in right field in the minors?
108.
108.
882 innings.
He's all right. He's all right.
He's DH the least.
There you go.
Yeah, I look, we got all this young talent that's coming up. You're either trading the young talent away and keeping what you have here, or it's going to go the other way.
Excuse me, sorry. Left field the least, then DH.
How many left field?
20 games.
How many DH?
40. He played first base 46 games.
Well, that's what Jeremy has him, the future first baseman.
No, I didn't. I said he could play that. I know they were working on it in
you
the
said,
minors.
You said the future first baseman.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I heard it.
I said he could play first base.
You said he's a future first baseman.
That's
why I said to you.
I didn't say that.
That Ryan Mountcastle is a future first. Why would I say Ryan Mountcastle is a future if you didn't say somebody else was?
No, you said you're trying to trade that guy. He's the future. That's what you said.
NBA playoffs at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Jeremy, go. Who are you giving the shovel to?
My shovel's going to me. I'll have to explain this, but it's an interesting one, to say the least.
It is so interesting, folks, that we're giving one shovel, because this is going to take the whole segment. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Yeah. Yeah, this morning we're doing one shovel because this deserves a discussion. Jeremy Kahn, who does your shovel go to?
My shovel goes to me. So last night, and we can have a good laugh about this and everybody can talk about it, or maybe if somebody's smarter than me can figure out what the hell's wrong with me. But so I got a sub from Jersey Mike's.
Uh-huh.
I love Jersey Mike's. I like Jimmy John's. I like a lot of the sandwich shops around. So I get a big sub and all these toppings and everything, or you know, putting on there, and the sub is huge. So when I, you know, it's cut in half. When I go to take my first bite, I open my mouth as wide as I can.
Uh-huh.
Try to bite down. And then all of a sudden, I felt like, not a pop, but something in my neck kind of give.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that was my gag reflex going out. What do you think? but no, like, my throat, it hurts to swallow. And, like, yeah, I don't know. Is there something in my neck right here that I should be concerned about, Joe?
Oh, I'm not a neckologist.
I don't know what a neckologist is. I'm just saying, like, I've heard about my TMJ joint, right? Or is that right, TMJ? That's the joint.
Keep looking at me as if I know these things. Like,
well, I'm expecting you to know it. Rob said in the first segment you were a know-it-all, so why don't you know this?
I'll ask somebody and I'll get some answers. You said it was a pop?
Yeah, it felt like a...
Like in your neck or around your jaw?
In my neck. Like, I know about the jaw and the TMJ or TM whatever the hell it
what
is.
What makes joint. It hard to swallow? Your esophagus.
It just, I don't know if it's, does it look swollen? Do I look swollen over here? Because I wasn't.
All that hair, I don't know.
Oh, that's it's tough. You can't see my hair.
It's true.
All right, I'm going to go get a haircut today and see if you can see my, I get my beard trimmed at the same time.
Dysphagia? Dysphagia?
I don't know. But like,
that's what it's called. What does he have difficulty swallowing?
I have no
idea. I hope
I
pronounced it right.
But. Again, I felt it immediately after, and then I was having a hard time like sleeping last night. I kept waking up. I'm still in pain. Like, you got me a coffee this morning. I'm sipping on it. I don't know what the hell I did. And my wife wasn't home. She's a nurse. Maybe she would have known what the hell I did right here to my throat.
But is it like near the Adam's apple?
It's right here, Joe. Like,
okay.
It hurts right there.
Okay.
And I know nobody can see it, but like it's...
Dysphagia. That's what it's called. Dysphagia.
Like, you initially, when you feel or you hear something pop, you think about lockjaw or something, you know. I don't want lockjaw with your mouth open would be worse,
the
right?
It's the medical term for difficulty swallowing. Can be painful condition. In some cases, swallowing is impossible. Such when you eat too fast or don't chew your food well enough. Did you do either one of those?
Who knows, man? I was in my spaceship. I mean, like, you get something that's...
Does it hurt to the touch?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. Right here. I can feel it as soon as I touch it.
You feel a knot?
Yeah.
You do.
I don't know if it's like a lymph node or what. Like, what's in it?
What's in my butt? What's in my throat? I mean, come on.
Is it my pituitary gland?
So what kind of sub was this?
Oh, I actually got
from Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. So when I go to Jersey,
good sub place, by the way.
Yes, I always get the turkey club there or one of the clubs. But the
how do you get your turkey club? You get mayonnaise or get
oil
and
vinegar? No, I hate mayonnaise.
Oil and vinegar?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm an oil and vinegar guy.
I don't like mayonnaise on anything.
I even put oil and vinegar on my cheese sticks.
Mike's way, right? That's what they call it? Oil and vinegar and the seasoning?
I don't get raw onions on it.
I love raw onions.
But no, this was
the... And banana peppers.
This was the first time that I tried their cheese sticks. Somebody said, you're sleeping on it. I had been. Maybe it was you that said it the other day.
Steaks there?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're so good.
They're awesome. Yeah. So I got like that portobello cheese steak.
Okay.
It's like freshly chopped too. It's not like they don't put steakums on there.
No, it's really good.
All right. Now, how wide was this?
I don't want to try to open my mouth that wide because it was like the
sub. So
like
that wide?
Big. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you could have pulled. Okay.
TMJ is what I'm getting from my sources.
TMJ is the jaw, though.
Yeah. So that's temporomandibular joint strained your hyoid muscle, which a hyoid bone is down here. So usually, like when you get
that, maybe that is it.
Yeah.
I've had the TMJ issue before, but it didn't feel like this. I felt it higher. But I don't know.
That sounds like that's what it is, TMJ.
Like, I can't even open my... it's weird.
So you got to eat soup now.
No, I don't have to eat soup. I just have to... You tell me I got to chew better.
No, not open your mouth that wide.
Well, maybe that is a part of the problem.
Then push it down a little bit.
Yeah?
Squish that thing.
Well, I was a little concerned. I was like, eh... You felt this little faint, like I'm chewing, and I went, and
you just felt I hope you didn't. I swear I hope you didn't.
I felt it, and I had to set my sub back down. I was like, oh, my me. And I went into the bathroom and started looking in the mirror and touching things.
Wait, what did it sound like?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like Prince playing basketball.
Yeah. Blouses.
I still love Prince on Family Guy when he was on... What was it? Not Wheel of Price is Right.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get back to this injury.
Yeah.
The pain. Scale of 1 to 10. What is the pain?
It hurts to swallow.
1 to 10.
I'm working and I'm talking. I'd say it's about a 5 or a 6.
About a 5 or a 6.
But when you're chewing or swallowing, it goes up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
So right now it's a 5 or 6. We're doing nothing.
Take a drink of coffee.
So you take a drink of coffee?
Yeah, I feel it. You saw it in my face.
It's like an 8?
Yeah. It's sore. But I'm a big boy. I told you earlier, I'm a good boy. I'm a big boy. I can handle this, but I wanted to bring it up because I thought it was because of how wide I opened my mouth that it happened.
But you've opened your mouth that wide before.
I don't know. Like holding a sub and just, maybe, I don't know.
How are you holding it?
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
It's a big sub, Joe.
So not two hands.
Why would you hold it like that? You got to turn the wrist. That's what happened.
I wish we had video.
I'm glad we don't.
Remember we were talking about Monica Seles serving? That's what it was like.
Ryan Ripken joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, NBA playoff recap. Wednesday night preview up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.